Locker room chats continuing here tonight on KNZA as it's the start of a brand new basketball season across the MSC Sports Radio Network. Brandon Tabman with you, joined now by the first-year head coach for the Donovan West Mustangs. That is Derek Shelton on the boys' side. Of course, very familiar with the program, but now getting an opportunity to step in as the head coach. And you know, Coach, I know last year was kind of a struggle and certainly had some opportunities, but just kind of some growing pains, you know, last year as we kind of transition now into this year. But an early thoughts on just how things went for you last year and just that season in general.
Yeah, last year, you know, we were a really young team and only 9 kids out last year. It makes it a challenge. But the kids, I mean, they showed up. They competed every night. And we had some chances, some games, and just didn't close it out. But you can't fault the kids' effort last year, that's for sure.
How do you look at the roster this year? What's the construction looking like in that part? And how do you like this team being shaped up as we get ready to start this season?
Well, this year we got 17 boys out, so we do have more out this year. But we don't have any seniors, and we only have 3 juniors. So we'll be a young team again, but so far so good. You know, the kids are showing up. We're putting in the work, and we got some changes we made, you know, on the offensive end that we're trying. And like I said, the kids show up every day with a good attitude, and I couldn't ask for anything else.
I know Coulter Peterson, again, a young guy who's had experience as a freshman, but seems to be a really good ball handler and a very capable outside shooter. What do you expect from Coulter this season?
I expect Coulter to have a good year. He was kind of thrown in the fire last year as a point guard, as a freshman, and he did a pretty good job for us. And this year, it's for me, I want him to – he's got to look to score more for us. If he can't be just a pass – first guy all the time, if he's not scoring, it's going to be hard for us to score at times.
And then obviously Cooper Eberle is a top-notch multi-sport athlete, very good football player, and can do a little bit of everything. Talk about the junior Cooper and kind of the expectations for him.
Yeah, Cooper's got to be one of the main scorers for us. I mean, he's got to look to score. I mean, I don't know if there's a shot that Cooper doesn't like right now so far this year, so we may have to rein that in a little bit. But, I mean, Cooper's got to be aggressive. He's got to look to score. For us to get to where we want to be, we need him scoring the ball for us.
You mentioned the numbers are a lot better than last year. Are there any underclassmen? I mean, majority of the roster is underclassmen, but who's kind of stepped up and maybe caught your eye here early, and maybe a couple kids who have maybe worked their way into some early season minutes?
Yeah, we'll be about 8 deep starting out the year here with some kids, and we've got 2 kids that didn't play last year, and Kelby Windmeyer and Dustin Veach will help us out tremendously this year. And then Isaac Idle's a sophomore who didn't get a lot of time last year, but he's come a long ways. And then same thing with Hayden Polino. You know, they got very limited time on varsity, but so far they're, you know, they've done a good job and they've earned some minutes at the varsity level.
Talk about the tough test here in game number 1 on Friday. You get number 2 in the state in Axtell. Of course, most of those kids coming off their 3rd straight football championship, just super talented, athletic, and it could go a number of different ways, but no better test or no better way to kind of find out where your team is at than playing one of the best in your first game.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the way it is. I mean, you know, from covering our league, it doesn't matter. I mean, there's not an easy game in our league. Every game is going to be a grind. Everybody's got talent. Axtell is obviously super talented, and it's going to take everything we have to kind of slow them down, but, you know, we're not going to back away from it. You know, we're ready to get out there and see another team instead of competing against each other every day.
There it is. Derek Shelton, Donovan West boys basketball coach. It is brought to you by Bedina State Bank and Triple L Tire. The Mustangs taking on Axtell in the season opener coming up on Friday night. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks.